Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott catches it and throws to first to double up Montgomery. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent bunts towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland spins and fires to second, with Burleson covering, and Hermann is picked off. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Evans scores. Petrocelli moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 0 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann scoops up the ball and tags Miller for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harper moves to third. Burleson moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. There goes Burleson trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Rich Gossage now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Petrocelli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Henderson moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Miller steals second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Harper moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Dent reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans throws the ball into Burleson, who tags Kelly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dent moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Griffin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.